All right. Today, I want to continue with the Pressing On series. And this time, I'm talking about persevering through life's problems, trials, and so forth. You know, we're using the Philippians 12 through 14 in the NLT as our base scriptures. Philippians 3, 12 through 14. Our base scripture. Give you a chance to turn there. I'm trying to learn to slow down a little bit, let y'all find the scripture before I start reading. I'll judge it on the people on the first row here when I see them with their... Some they find it in their Bible, some of them getting it on their iPhone, some getting it on both, or their iPad. Okay. I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things, or that I've already reached perfection, but I press on. But I press on, to possess the perfection for which Christ first possessed for me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it. But I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on. There's that press on again. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Jesus Christ, is calling us. Now, you know, he's talking about pressing on here and toward the heavenly prize. And actually, he had to persevere through a whole lot of situations. Philippians was written while he was in prison. And, you know, we can readily see as we read in 2 Corinthians 11 that Paul had to press on through a lot of stuff. Look at there in 2 Corinthians 11, 23. We'll start out there. I'm going to read NLT again. But 2 Corinthians 11, 23 through 28. All right, looks like they found it. Okay. I've worked harder, but been put in prison more often, been whipped times without number, faced death again and again. Five different times the Jewish leaders gave me 39 lashes. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. Once I spent a whole night and day adrift at sea. I've traveled on many long journeys. I've faced dangers from rivers and from robbers. I've faced dangers from my own people, the Jews, as well as from the Gentiles. I've faced danger in the city, in the desert, and on the seas. And I've faced danger from men who claim to be believers but are not. I've worked hard and long, enduring many sleepless nights. I've been hungry and thirsty, often gone without food. I've shivered in the cold without enough clothes to keep me warm. Then besides all this, I have the daily burden and the concern of all the churches. My goodness. Looking at that list, I believe Paul became an expert in pressing on and persevering over all the trials and obstacles. You know, in all of these, he still rejoiced. In fact, he was saying here, while he was writing this to the Philippians, I'm still pressing on. There in Philippians, he said, in another spot, he said, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Now I want you to notice that every one of us deal with problems. Everybody. The word of God is full of all of the in the Old Testament, the prophets, Old Testament, the children of Israel, in the New Testament, all of the apostles, they all dealt with situations and problems. But you see them coming out at life's end as Paul says, we're always victorious in Christ Jesus. Now, as we face the problems of life, we get to a place that we have to learn to have selective hearing and memory. The enemy will try to bring your past up to you as the reasons why you can't be successful and why God won't bless you. So you gotta be selective in what you hear and what you listen to and what you say. You forget all of that. See, he said, what did he say here? Forgetting. Didn't he say forget the past? Forgetting the past. Looking forward. See, the enemy will try to come to you and say, well, you know, if you'd been from a different family and had some better relatives, you grew up in the wrong place. You grew up on the wrong side of town. If you'd had a better job, you wouldn't be in the condition you're in. You know, you attended the wrong church. I mean, the list just goes on of all kinds of things that he brings to you that you're going to have to persevere through. How many of you have ever had the enemy bring any of that stuff that I just was talking about to you? Yeah. Because if he can get you thinking in that area, then he gets you out of faith. He gets you to feeling sorry for yourself and say, oh, poor old me. And instead of seeing yourself as victorious, you see yourself as defeated. And it's not your fault, it's their fault. None of that is true, because anything that happens to you, I don't care what people do, say, or anything else, it's up to you whether you allow it to affect you or not. You control your own life. You control your own destiny. Hello. See, the devil will come to you and he'll say, you know, you're the only one with these kinds of problems. You know, blaming others and looking at it as if I'm the only one that has these kind of problems doesn't solve it. It doesn't give you the energy to persevere and press on. Looking at the Word of God and listening to the Word of God will give you the energy and the faith to press on and to persevere until you have victory. The enemy wants you to live in defeat. Hello? You see, he'll come to you and he'll tell you there's no way out this time. Oh, God blessed you last time, but there's no way out this time. I mean, what are we even entertaining any of his thoughts for? The Bible says he's a liar and can't tell the truth. We're trusting God. Actually, if you're trusting God and the devil's saying all of this, that you're not going to have victory this time, and you're trusting God, actually, the opposite of what the devil is saying is going to happen. He wants you to get your eyes off of the victory that you have because of what the Word of God says and start looking at your problem, and now he's got you trapped. You just press on through it and persevere. Remember there in the last part of John's gospel, he said, in this life you're going to have troubles. Anybody ever read that there? But he said, take heart, I have overcome them. See, there, that gives you the energy. That gives you the motivation to press on through, because he said you're going to have a problem, but hey, don't worry about it. I have already overcome that. Just hang with me and you're going to be all right. See, if my word abides in you and you abide in me. See, abiding in him and the word abiding in you, then that gives you the energy and the power and the motivation to press on through the problem, because he said, hey, you're going to have it, but it's not the end. If you will persevere, you'll come out on the other side victorious. Now let's look at a woman in Mark chapter 5. That had to persevere in order to receive. Mark chapter 5. Now a certain woman had a flow. I'm King James this time. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if I only may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that affliction. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? But his disciples said, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. You'll be whole of your affliction. Now, that's a great story. And everybody gets excited because she touched Jesus, power went out of him, and she got healed. Right? But let's look at what she had to persevere and press on through in order to get her healing. See, first of all, she had been sick with this blood disease, hemorrhaging, some say. It really doesn't say what it was. They said it was a blood condition. But many think that she had some kind of hemorrhaging. And now she has gone to all the doctors. She probably went to the University of Jerusalem Medical School. And then she went over. But, hey, it says that she went to many physicians and she wasn't any better. Have you ever noticed that that's no different than we are today? We go to this clinic and to this place and to this place and to this specialist and this university hospital. A person that is sick, they go trying to get a different diagnosis. And they all come back the same, and she had the same thing. Now she has been sick 12 years. Here she is, has gone to all these doctors, and there's no more doctors to go to. Now it says she's broke. Says she spent all she had. So she's broke. Boy, that's a really good condition, isn't it? Sick. No hope, the doctors say, and broke. Whoa, man, what a situation this lady was in. Now, she comes up against another obstacle. She had heard of Jesus, and now she gets to where he is, and there's a huge crowd. Now she's got something else that she has to work through. And then, in her weakened condition, she had no help. There's no mention of anybody helping her. She's all on her own. But she pressed on. See, She persevered. Paul said here, but I press on to possess. She pressed on to possess her healing. Look at all the obstacles in her way. Look at all of the things that she had to deal with. All of them is enough to stop her dead in her tracks. But she pressed on. She persevered. She wouldn't give up. She believed, and she acted on what she believed and pressed on in her weakened condition through the crowd, through all of the diagnosis that said there's no hope, you can get no better. She pushed past the wrath of her religion that said that if you get out in the with the general populace, you're in really trouble. And she just kept believing and pressing on and kept saying, if I can touch his clothes, I shall be whole. If I can touch his clothes, I'll be well. Now, through all of this, through all of these things that would stop her, she pressed on. I want to get across to you today is the fact that the enemy is going to keep coming at you and coming at you and coming at you, but you're going to have to keep pressing on. You're going to have to keep going. You got to not let your momentum go. I want you to notice that nothing was done for her until she pressed through all of her obstacles and got to Jesus. She believed what she had heard, and she pressed on till she received. We have to believe what the Word says and press on till we receive it. I didn't say it would be easy. The Bible didn't say that we're gonna, just have a glorious time all the time. Jesus said it. You're going to have trouble, but I have overcome. So if we stay in him and if we abide in him and we let the word abide in us, we're going to impress on. We're going to come out on the other side victorious. You see, let's go back to the scriptures that this ministry is built on, Mark 11, 22 and 23. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For surely I say to you, whosoever says in this mountain be removed, be cast to sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things which he says will be done, he'll have whatever he says. He tells us here that the way to get through and press on through our obstacles is to say it and believe it. Say it and believe it. Not just one time. See here, mountains here can represent our problems, our situations. In fact, Strong sort of says that he indicates this is a figurative figuratively illustration for our problems, our situations, and so forth. See, we need to tell our problems and press on through them and keep telling them, hey, You got to go in the name of Jesus. Not just one time, not just a few times. You keep saying it until you are gone, until it is gone. Now, the Ben Campbell Johnson version of this scripture says, truly anyone who speaks to that mountain yonder is saying, dump yourself in the lake. Now, here's what I want you to get a hold of. And does not become separated from the statement he makes. That person will actualize their statement. She said, if I can touch his clothes. Notice, does not become separated from the statement he makes. I want you to realize that the enemy will bring everything he can to get you to start saying something different that contradicts your statement. But you got to stay with what your statement that you made. You got to stay with it and keep saying it. You know, some people speak the word over their situation, and then they turn right around and say, oh, I don't know how I'm going to make it. You ever seen anybody do that? Come on, be honest. Let me see your hand. You ever seen anybody do that? How in the world are they going to get through? Because they're talking natural one time. The problems have got them down. They're talking spiritual side one time. I'm going to press on. I'm going through. I'm going to make it. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to make it. I'm going through. I'm going to make it. I don't know how I'm going to make it. I'm going through. I'm going to make it. I don't know how I'm going to make it. Come on. I believe that's what Pastor James calls wavering. Isn't it? Anybody ever read that over there where in James? And he said, don't let this person think that they will receive anything. Is that what he said? See, you got to keep persevering and keep going. You know, keep saying the same thing. Keep saying it till it's gone. Don't let the problem get you down. You keep pressing on and keep saying, I got it made. The Bible says I do. I've got it made. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I want you to get a hold of keep pressing on. Jesus overcome the devil by continually saying, it is written. It is written. He quoted the word to him. Quote the word to the devil. See, learn to face your problems with your mouth open, quoting the word, persevering with the word. Don't face your problem with your mouth shut. Keep speaking it. Keep speaking it. You know, you heard us testify this, but we kept calling, the aircraft paid off for 10 years. Every time I prayed over my meal, and that was at least twice a day, every time I got on that aircraft and every time we took off, every time we landed, we would pray over that plane. Thanking the Lord. And we always ended the prayer. Thank you, Father, the plane's paid off. Hello. Now, we come up to the end. And accounting lets Lynette know that next month when we make the payment, the plane's paid off. Now, Lynette started talking to the Lord, said, Lord, we've been believing this, we've been confessing this, we've been saying this for 10 years. We expected somebody to pay it off. And the Lord said to her, were you ever late with a payment? No. Did you ever not have the money when it was time to make the payment? No. Then if you had not persevered in faith, speaking it, it wouldn't have been there. Because you persevered in faith, you pressed on, then it was there, and that's the way I paid it off. I had it there every month. It was there for you. You know, you go back, the children of Israel, He gave them manna, but they just took, he said, just take enough for that day. Don't try to hoard it up, because if you do, it spoils. It's no good. You know, we need to get a hold of the fact, if we keep believing God and keep saying God's word, he will take care of us each day at a time, one day at a time. It's one day at a time. We have to press on one day at a time. See, sometimes we get to looking too much at the big picture and say, well, why isn't this getting taken care of? Instead of realizing, hey, because of what I'm saying and because of what I'm doing and because I am pressing on, I'm being taken care of today. God's taking care of you, but you're looking at it to come some other way. Hey, let's let go of how we think it ought to happen because we heard somebody give a testimony and that's the way it happened with them. Let's just keep pressing on, saying what the Bible says, and let God, if God wants to bless us with the whole amount at the same time, or just bless us with enough each day to keep going, let's just do it that way. It takes the same faith for both of them. It takes the same pressing on, the same persevering for both of them, right? How many of you with me today? You know, I've just tried to encourage you a little bit this morning to persevere. I know we all face problems. Everybody faces problems. I don't care who you are. I don't care how big a preacher you are. I don't care how big your name is or how little it is. I don't care how much money you have or how much you don't have. We all face problems. But the Bible says that if we will persevere and press on, believing God to take care of us, that we will walk out on the other side victorious. Hello? God is on your side. He'll help you through, but you've got to keep his word, and you have got to keep pressing on, no matter what your circumstance. I believe Paul gave us a great example. There's none of us been beaten yet. None of us been beaten with rods and been in shipwrecked and all kinds of things. Now, we may have been through some stuff that's just about as bad, but he kept pressing on. He said right there when he was writing this scripture, he was in prison, and yet he said, I press on. He didn't give up and say, oh my God, what am I doing in this prison? I've been doing your will, and look where I'm at. No, he said, hey, I press on. You know, Paul's attitude, as you see, he had this attitude, I'm going to keep going no matter what. We need to adopt that same attitude. Hey, there is nothing that can stop me. He allowed nothing to stop him. And we need to do the same thing. Today, get a hold of the fact that you are going to have situations. You are going to face trials. You are going to face tribulation. But if you got the word of God coming out of your mouth and you persevere, you walk through those times. I said through. I didn't say camp. I said through to the other side, and you'll see the glory of God. As you press on, I will be right beside of you. My power will be there to give you the strength to carry on. And as you walk the road of life day by day, I will give you the power to put one foot in front of the other. As you confess my word, you will walk to victory, and then you can shout, and then you can sing, But I want to encourage you today, keep walking with my word. And as you walk with my word and push on and press on through every one of your obstacles, then the end shall come and the glory of the Lord shall shine around about you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody said, you know, one time said, well, you know, y'all don't have any prophecies or anything. I said, we don't. I said, I give them out just about every service. I'll say, I'll give out some word of the Lord. How many realize that wasn't in my notes? That wasn't in my thinking. I started out, I was talking about persevering, and the Holy Spirit came in and began to give me the what he was hearing the Father say. Hello. And so I just gave it out to you. A lot of times I don't tell you, oh, I got a word from the Lord. I just keep speaking out and going down the road. Hello. How many realize that was a word from the Lord? How many realize that he is trying to tell you something? Grab a hold of it and let's persevere. Let's press on toward the mark of the high calling. Amen. Heavenly Father, I tried to motivate these people today with a few words from your word to get them to realize that they're going to face these trials. But you said that if they would stay with you and your word would stay with them, then you'd be there for them. Father, I thank you for that in Jesus' name. With heads bowed and eyes closed, I never like to have a service that I don't give an opportunity for people to get saved, to know Jesus Christ. You can't persevere unless you know him. If you're here today and you need Jesus, if you're here and you need to rededicate your life to God, if you're here and you don't know whether you've ever accepted Christ or not, let me see your hand right now. I want to pray with you and I'll pray for you. Anybody in this room, anywhere, you need Jesus, you need to rededicate your life. You know what it is to serve God, but you know you're not where you need to be and you need to rededicate your life. Let me see your hand anywhere in this room right now. Or you're like a lot of people, they go to church, been going to church ever since they're a kid, but they don't know whether they've ever accepted Christ. Now, anybody, upstairs, downstairs, anywhere in this building, anywhere in this building. Well, praise the Lord. Everybody stand up and let's praise God today, because he said that if we would walk with him, that he would walk us through our situation and through our prayer. Father, I thank you today. I thank you today, Father, that as we walk with you, you will walk with us and you'll see us through every situation. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Did you get anything out of this today? I want to encourage you that we have to press on. Paul said it. Right there, we read it. He said, I press on. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm going to press on with the word. How about you? Connection team, go find our first-time guests and take them to that special place to get that special gift. Nobody else move unless you absolutely have to. I realize some of you may have to, but don't move unless you absolutely have to. There's some people I don't ever get to shake their hand because they're going out of the building when I'm still dismissing up here. If they have to, I understand. But otherwise, I wish they'd wait so I could at least get to the door or shake their hand. Tell them we're glad to have them here. Amen. Hey, remember, we need help with the Harvest Carnival. How many of you have helped with the Harvest Carnival before? Wave your hand at me. See, the whole bunch of we need about... What'd she say? We need 200, I think she said. Hey, you that raised your hand, hey, if it's a lot of fun to do it, let me see your hand. See, we need you to go right over there in that East Lobby right now as we dismiss. Go over there and sign up and to be a helper there. We need your help. I thank you for doing it ahead of time. Praise the Lord. Staff, go to the door so we can shake hands with our people as they go out. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget to pray for Bruce and Vicki and for Olivia and for the Harlan's family this week. Praise the Lord. Don't forget, if you need to know about some stuff, you can call the church office. They can give you all the arrangements. There hasn't been any made for James yet, but I'm sure the office will know, and then you can find out about this. All right, praise the Lord. Tonight, 6 o'clock, be here. Come expecting, come believing. Hey, sign up for the men's conference. It's going to be great. You're going to miss half your life if you don't sign up and be there. All right. Hey, they're going to sing a chorus and they're going to dismiss. I think I'm not going north today. I'm going west, boys. I think it's mixed up. I think that's last week's you got. I'm going west. Bill's going south. Marvin Lee, they're going north. Craig is going east. All right. God bless. We'll see y'all.
This just rose up in me as pastor talking about saying, amen. Come on, let's say it now. Oh, so I say.